Well, what would you have, what kind of container would you have to cook eggs in?
Oh, frying pan, fry pan.
And now what would that be? Would that be round or flat or at the bottom or what?
It would be flat on the bottom and not very deep, not over 2 inches deep, with a handle on the end of it. And made out of heavy metal or heavy cast iron in most cases.
But either one, could be metal, cheap metal.
Right.
And would that have legs on it or not?
No, I wouldn't think so. None that I've ever observed have.
Well, have you ever seen anything that's sort of big and black and you might have it out in the backyard for heating up and to boil clothes in?
Wash pot.
And what would that be like? Do they come in different sizes and things? Or is that...
Yeah, it would normally have small legs on the bottom that maybe would not be over 4 inches in height. And this would be real black, black as smut, I would call it. And smut is the stuff we was talking about in the chimney.
Yes.
And it could vary in size quite a bit. I've seen some real small ones and some maybe would hold up to, I guess, 20 gallons.
Well, are they round at the top?
They're round, well, it gives the overall appearance of being round. But it has a sort of a bulge in the center of it that would be larger there than it would be in any other part of the pot.
Well, have you ever seen something, what would you have like on a fireplace? A metal thing might have an iron thing that might have a handle on it. Something like that. Might have legs.
I guess those are tight pots that you might have used for cooking over the open fire. But I don't know what the name would be for it.
Well, with that big one we're talking about boiling clothes in, would you ever use that for anything else besides boiling clothes?
Yeah, I think so. When people used to kill animals and dress them at home rather than having them done at a processing plant, I think they used these for killing hogs quite often.
They cook them in there?
Well, if they were large enough, they would. There was a possibility that they could use them for boiling water, and then maybe heating the water to use at a cooking later on. And you cook various parts of the meat in there also.
What do you heat your water in on the stove?
Boiler.
For coffee?
I guess, although we never heat any for coffee, it's all made in a coffee pot, which the water is put into the pot, and it's electric type, which is plugged in that circulates water over the coffee.
Well, what's it's a word that some people call those big pots out in the backyard that. It's kit.
That one doesn't come to me. A kettle. Okay.
Now what's that?
A kettle, the only recollection I have of a kettle is when I'm thinking about a syrup kettle.
Now what's that? What's that like?
A syrup kettle is a large cast iron kettle that could be, I guess, any capacity, but the ones I'm familiar with would be from